following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Anyone can say they're the best, and it's not easy being the best. Get in and see why Wizards is the best. Great deals on gifts and smoking accessories can be found right now at Wizards. Check out the large selection of Woodwick candles with new lower prices, vaporizers, shirts, hats, and so much more. Say Radio Memphis and get an additional 20% off at checkout. 15 minutes from West Memphis, 1999 Madison Avenue in the heart of Midtown. Online at wizardsmemphis.com. Open every day. Wizards! Because it's still smoking. Must be 18 years of age or older to purchase smoking-related items.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, aloha, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland. Yeah, buddy, it's good to be here doing this, and that's for sure.
What are you talking about? You do this every week.
You're damn right I do it every week. In fact, this is our third anniversary. 3 years ago... this episode, this is exactly the three-year mark. This is episode 156. I can't believe we've been doing this for three stinking years. My, how the time flies, and it's fun too, because we've seen the numbers. They have grown dramatically over the past 3 years. They come and they go. We get some up. Some down, it happens. The way it goes, you know. You live by the numbers, you die by the numbers. I enjoy doing this show, which is why I don't really give two shits about that. I know that sounds kind of counterproductive, but I don't. I mean, I do, but I don't. I do kind of care about it. I mean, obviously, if no one's listening, then I'm moving on to something else. And I'll pull the plug on this thing. Put a bullet in it, if you will. Drag it outside over by the barn and put a bullet in it. Bury it in the rest of the fields. I thought about it. Yes. Am I going to do that? I don't have plans to anytime soon. I mean, we're 3 years, 156 episodes in, and this is the way it is. And it was funny. Not too long ago, I went back and I listened to one of the earlier shows. I just went at random from the first year. My goodness, how this show has changed. Done a lot of different things over the years. I can actually say that now. We've gone from just rambling for an hour and a half down to this tidy little 30-minute show. When there's a guest here, it's an hour. I would have more guests, but it's a scheduling thing, really. It's a scheduling conflict, which I'll get to in just a moment. But first, I want to do this. I want to make you folks aware of something here. I made this announcement on the radio station at Radio Memphis, where I work. If you're new to the show, I host a morning show Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Trust me, that's morning enough for me. It's Radio Memphis in the Morning is the name of the show. And I this past week, I have come to the conclusion of a way that I'm going to cover or not cover a particular topic. That topic has been the president. I have talked to a lot. If you want to turn it off, turn it off. Go ahead. You know, you're not going to offend me by any means on that, because here's why. I know that I have said, look, it's no secret. I don't like the guy. I really don't. And I'm falling into the majority here. Everything that I see, not everything, but a good percentage of it is things that people are not happy about this guy. I'm certainly not one of them. And I thought going into this that it would at least be somewhat amusing. That at least it would be fun. But there's nothing fun about this anymore. And I'll tell you why. Let me back up a minute. I'm not going to cover it anymore. I'm not going to discuss it here or on the air. Unless, of course, there's something massive that has happened. And, you know, that is obviously impactful to a listener. I will mention it. But the time of trying to make jokes of this is over. Here's the reason behind that. It's becoming increasingly difficult to do that. It's, you know, I would have thought that this was just going to be silly and it would be kind of cute and fun and all this other stuff. But no, it's not the case. The finding The satire in this is virtually impossible because it just, on its surface, when you read the things that you're reading, it seems satirical. It seems like I'm reading The Onion, and it's obviously that's not the case. We've seen horrifying things that have taken place in this fight that's going on back and forth and all this. And the divisiveness of this country, I've had enough of that too. And I know there's some of you out there who support this. And if that's the case, we'll agree to disagree. I'm not going to pick a fight with anybody over this. I don't care anymore about it. I'm not going to cover it. And here's the other reason why I'm not doing this, why I'm not going to attempt at any humor from the head disaster in chief there. There's sort of an unwritten rule amongst most entertainers and comedians that making fun of the mentally ill is kind of frowned upon. It really is, because this is a person that may have a mental condition. And if that's the case, the man needs help. Whatever the case may be. It's just, if it's a no-win situation in a situation like this, because there's no way to look decent about it. You're kicking a man while he's down because he's sick. There's no two ways. I'm not a doctor, but the man's sick, you know? I've had this discussion with a friend of mine, and it's like, well, how can you say he's sick? You're not a doctor. You're right. I'm not a doctor, but I know a sick person when I see one. There's things that are happening that's horribly unnatural. And I know that statement right there will probably cost me some listeners. If that's the case, that's fine. But rest assured, I'm not going to discuss it after this episode, after this show is over. In fact, sooner than that, before this show is over, I'm not going to discuss this anymore. There's nothing to talk about. Sure, the things that are happening in Washington are of some concern. There are some horribly frightening things that are going on, in my estimation, and the estimation of a lot of Americans. I go through my social media, my Facebook, and I have seen horrible things written on both sides of the issue. Don't get me wrong, but it's indicative of the divisiveness that we're all having to live under. It's kind of like we're in this bizarre state of war. And there are people who find it, imperative that they ram this guy down everybody's throat. You know, this whole make America great again is not happening. What I have seen so far is not making us great. In fact, we're looking bad to the rest of the world. So, consider this the last of it. I'm gonna speak of it. I'm not going to try and make jokes of it. Because it's unfair for me, because I would win this argument with that man, that it's unfair for me to kick him like that. He's an individual that's got some severe mental issues, and I hope he gets the help he needs. I would hope that there's somebody in Congress perhaps might order a mental evaluation. Don't see it happening, but still, I think it would be a fine idea. And I know there's people out there that are bitching and screaming at their device, going, "How can you talk like that? That's being traitorous." Look, all the arguments about, the fact that he is who he is, that he. Anybody who says, you can't elect this person, he has no experience. Y'all elected somebody who has zero experience. Zero. And he's a shitty businessman. And there's buyer's remorse all over the place. I've seen this too. I have seen and heard from people who will admit openly, which I don't know too many who are doing it now, but they will admit openly that they voted for the man only to find out that they are now suffering from buyer's remorse. That they're messed up. They are apologetic. Sorry. Well, okay. We can put that behind us. We'll forgive you. Because it's not It's not, if you are one of those people who did vote for him, I would highly suggest you keep that to yourself. Seriously, it's going to be a long administration for all of us. That is, unless, you know, something happens, he commits a crime and they run him off. Which could happen. I don't know. Maybe they'll commit him to a hospital and he can get the help that he needs. And let's look at it this way. When your own wife won't move in with you in one of the grandest houses of this country, seriously? And don't say, well, she's doing it for the kid. Right. Tell me that now the president of the United States doesn't have access to good schooling in Washington, D.C. It seems to have done pretty well for the last couple of hundred years. Besides, I think the kid, who I'm not going to joke about, calm down before you get your hackles up. He's off limits. The kid, I think, isn't he homeschooled or something to that effect? Whatever. There's something up. You know, Melania, an immigrant, is not moving in to the grandest house in the United States. Maybe she's disgusted by her choice of husband. I don't know. Whatever the case may be, best of luck to him. I'm washing my hands of it. There won't be any more further discussion about that on Radio Memphis or here unless something massive happens. I have to leave that door open because I can't just ignore it completely as much as I'd like to. But God damn it, everywhere I turn, I'm seeing it. You know, one of the places that I consider this sort of my online newspaper, and they do a very good job of it. It's Google. If you go to Google News, you can customize it, you know, and you can get the stories that you want. And I got a, you know, this, that, and the other. And it does have the top stories and the suggested for you and some recommended. And then there's all these other topics that I'm interested in getting the latest on. And the top stories thing is sort of in there by default. But the issue with the top stories is the top story is always this guy. And I'm getting kind of tired of it. I'm tired of seeing it. I'm tired of hearing about it. It's like you can't take your eyes off of a train wreck, but it's kind of like that. And I know there's a lot of you out there that are feeling the same way. You're also sick of it. So, you know, as it is, no more of that. It's time to move on to other things. Perhaps we can find some common ground down the way. I don't hate anybody over this. You know, just we're all in this boat together. We're going to have to figure something out. And it just ceases to be funny. If it were any other person in there, I'd be making jokes left and right. But not anymore. So there you have it. Before all of that, I was talking about trying to get things accomplished. I'm a busy guy. Shifting gears here. I'm a busy guy. I got a lot going on. You know, I own a business. I have this, which I enjoy doing. I have the other show at the business that I own, which I enjoy doing. And all the trappings that goes with being in this business, I enjoy the hell out of it. And it's there are very, very frustrating things about it because of the way the state of show business is. I swear to God, I feel like I'm a content provider for every other competitive piece out there. Lord have mercy. Every time I come up with something, somebody's got to rip it off and do something with it. And it goes back to an old adage that there's never been an original thought in this business. Obviously there has been at one point. Something had to have started it. But it's pervasive, you know. So if you're listening to this looking to get some, you know, content ideas, you're welcome. All right, go ahead. God forbid anybody should have an inkling of creativity. That would be remarkable. Give me something that I can listen to. I just feel like I'm at the, I don't know, the ends of the earth with it. The idea is like with this show, which is about as free form as it gets. Very little preparation is involved in this show. And that's just comes from the mind of a professional who I've been in this business long enough to know how to handle it. So with that, you know, we had ideas early on. I mean, 3 years ago when we started this show, I thought, well, we could do this, we could do that, and we could do all of it because it was just sort of free form. And in its current state right now, which is this little ranty half hour, 20 minute bit that I do. And then we play a song because we like to, like, you know, try and cheer you up if we can. Or just expose you to an artist. Like in this episode, we have a fantastic artist. These two guys that I know from, we'll talk about later. The band Heels is making an appearance on the show. So we'll tell you about them here in a little bit. Such as it is, the idea that We wanted to do more. It doesn't mean that we won't. It's just we gotta figure it out. And you know, we will. we'll get it going at some point. But as anything else, there's a constant evolution that's going on. There is, you know, things are always in flux, if you will. And you have to be, I don't know, adaptive, if you will. Certain things that happen, you go from you know, one idea to the next, to the next, to the next, and you incorporate what you can. You throw something at the wall, see if it sticks, and you go on. And that's good. That's an okay thing. And it doesn't mean that there has to be, you know, any, I don't know, set forth rule is the way things are, going to happen. You can't do it that way. It's impossible to sit there and go, well, this is just how it is going to be, and blah 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 blah. And it's, you can't do that. That just makes things a little more difficult when that's the case. You need to be. You need to be on your feet. You need to be moving. You got to constantly do some other things. Hey, you know what you got to do? you got to give content to other people, because obviously they can't think for themselves. that's the way people would think. I don't, you know, you just keep going. You keep doing what you do. You relax and you move along. You know what I mean? You don't do anything any different. So such as it is, and there is that. But no, we got this great band Heels going to be on the program. I think we've had them on here before. They got a brand new record that is out, and we'll talk about it and all that fun stuff. So you can go check them out. And it's, you know, it's funny what I was talking about earlier in this show. The drummer Josh, he feels exactly as I do, I think. Although I think he's a little more apt to be you know, making fun of the guy, but you know, we're certainly not apart on those things. Of course, he's a comedian too, so you know, you got that going for you. You know, such as it is. But yeah, trying to get things scheduled has always been an issue, because I'm one of those people, and there's no excuse for this. I'm one of these people that I'm always at the last second with things. It gets done. Relax. It got done. Did you miss out? Because I work under deadlines. I work everything that I do, I set deadlines for, and I work under them as best as I possibly can. And I've never really missed one per se. And that's how some people operate. And you would think in this day and age, with the technology that we have at our fingertips that allows us to schedule everything that we want to schedule, I don't take advantage of it as much as I should. Now, certain things, yes. You know, I have a meeting this Tuesday. I understand that, and I know it. And I will be there, and it'll be fine. But did I put it into my calendar yet? No, I haven't. I haven't even gotten it written down. I know it's at 4 p.m. Tuesday. I know where it is, and I will be there. So, as it is, I should write these things down, because I know it's going to bite me in the ass. Because I have so much that is being juggled at the moment that it's hard to keep it all in perspective. It's hard to balance it all. And we are all doing so much. We live in a country where it is frowned upon to take any time off, apparently. I don't take any time off because I can't really afford to do it. The time is of the essence. There's things that have to be done, and I'm trying to get to this point where we can do that, where I can sit there and go, you know what? I'm taking a couple of days off. I'm taking a week off. I cannot imagine that ever coming out of my face anytime soon, but that's the thing. You work toward that. You know, my wife, who's from another country, imagine that she's an immigrant, and, you know, it's frowned upon if you don't take any time off. You shouldn't work as hard as you do. Her family think that we're just insane people, because both of us work 6 and 7 days a week. We're always doing something, and we need to survive. And it's becoming difficult sometimes to do that unless both of us are out there, you know, doing what we can. More her more so than me. And you just You just keep going. And as busy as I have become, and as busy as I've gotten, I haven't taken full advantage of the calendar mode on my phone. I've used it on occasion. I've got several calendars created. The world is built specifically for this. But I sounded like Shatner, didn't I? The idea that it's there for me doesn't necessarily mean that I'm using it. And I'm always interested in seeing how certain things get put into play. You know, as far as workflow and technology that makes things easier to do one's job, it's all there. Multitasking has been proven to show that doesn't get a whole lot done. It really doesn't. You get less quality work for each of the things that you've added to the list to be done simultaneously is how that comes down. But there again, imagine what it would be like if I didn't have to, multitask. And it's the same thing with you as well. No matter what it is that you do for a living, or if you have a job, you may be in an office somewhere where you're one of these people that has to wear many hats, that you have to do a whole bunch of new things and different things. And as you do, you find yourself incredibly frustrated and very tired. You're able to eat, though, which is good. So, you know, you just have to kind of go with as the way things go. You know, you have to kind of move along with the flow. And yes, there are tools and tricks and tips for people like us out there. And if we just take advantage of them, perhaps we'd be able to get some stuff done. But then again, I don't know. They say it takes 21 days for a habit to set in. It takes 21 days for a practice to become habitual. I don't think that's necessarily true, because I've done the calendar and list making method for a good 3 to 4 weeks, and it's elusive. I just forget to put it down. It's not, I should put it in, because here's the thing. I'm busy doing so much that I won't stop for 2 minutes to put something into my calendar. It seems ridiculous, I know, but that's what it is. That's the unfortunate part of it. So, I don't know. You just, hang in there, keep doing it, and, rock on is the way it goes.
Anyone can say they're the best, and it's not easy being the best. Get in and see why Wizards is the best. Great deals on gifts and smoking accessories can be found right now at Wizards. Check out the large selection of Woodwick candles with new lower prices, vaporizers, shirts, hats, and so much more. Say Radio Memphis and get an additional 20% off at checkout. 15 minutes from West Memphis, 1999 Madison Avenue in the heart of Midtown. Online at wizardsmemphis.com. Open every day. Wizards! Because it's still smoking. Must be 18 years of age or older to purchase smoking-related items.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
Once upon a time, I sat in a studio and dreamed. I had a vision. I had a moment. I had an idea that perhaps the things that I do would be important. And I think we all feel that way about whatever it is that we do. But I'm going to be selfish for a moment. I'm going to tell you about what I want. I want what I want. I don't care. Of course, I care about what you want. It's your life too. But if I'm going to be a part of it in some sort of entertaining sort of fashion, that's great. And if not, fine. Go fuck yourself. They're going to put that on my headstone, I think. I think if I should unfortunately just shuffle off this mortal coil, it'll say, "Here lies Rick Cheddar. You know, born blah blah blah, died blah blah blah, and he said for me to tell you to go fuck yourself."
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
Hey, let's get into some music, shall we? These guys are absolutely tremendous. They are a lot of fun. I think they have been on this program before, I think. We go through so much. It goes back to what I was talking about earlier. You know, perhaps if you scheduled your stuff and wrote something down, Rick, you wouldn't have to wonder what the hell you're doing. Hey, shut up. I know what I'm doing. I'm looking through some notes here that I have. And, hey, no, they have not been on this program. So yes, there we go. I thought I had. They should have been, because they're that good. They are a lot of fun. I'm talking about a band called Heels, H-E-E-L-S, Heels. You can find them on Facebook, Heels HXC. Mm-hmm. I got a brand new record out. I believe it is called Willing to Fail, I think is what it is. I'm just kind of going on some notes I don't have. You know what I mean, man? Heels consist of two musicians. One's on guitar, one's on drums. I'm talking about Brennan Whalen and Josh McClain. Tremendous stuff here. It's a lot of fun. I got a brand new song we're going to play for you now. They got their video that you can find on their Facebook page. You can find them online, heelsmemphis.bandcamp.com, if you'd like to learn more. But give a listen to now. This is Heels. The song is called Fontanelles, right here from Radioland. I dig it, man, and you should too. Heels, Radio Memphis, guitar, drums, simple. Josh McClain, Brennan Whalen, check them out. They play in Memphis. They play quite a bit around here. If you're in the area, hunt them down and enjoy them. They've got some good stuff that goes on. So go be a part of the program with Heels. It'd certainly go by the record. It would mean a lot to these boys, I know, because, you know, brother got to eat. You know what I mean? Such as it is. So there you go. You heard what's coming up next time. Wrapping it up for the day. Got to go. I got to go. I got a thing. I've always got a thing. I'm like in constant motion, it seems. I'm here in one spot, and then I'm over here at the other. And then I go over there, and then I come back here, and then I go, you know. It seems that way, but really, in reality, it's not so much. I just spend a lot of time in two separate places. So I just have to work in my life as it goes, as we all do. Perhaps I should, like, schedule shit. Perhaps I should do this, these types of things. That I should, like, pay attention to what it is that I'm thinking. Pay attention to my own help. Pay attention to my own advice. That would be ridiculous. Why would I want to do that? That makes no sense at all. Whatever. You do you, I do me. And such as it is. Until next time, y'all be sweet, okay? Take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. Quit shooting each other, okay? It'd be great. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.